You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And on the VR stuff.
Yeah, what? That's a weird story, Nick. Just real?
Yeah,
is it real?
I had seen that. I had seen this a couple days ago, but the website didn't seem more. It seemed outlandish and not very trustworthy, but it's on Vice now saying that the guy that created the Oculus, he's made. It's like, it looks just like it, but it has three like tubes coming out the top of it. And if you're in a VR game and your character dies, it just explodes your forehead
and kills you. Now, I don't think that exists, right? And if it does, first of all,
it says he's created it. I don't know if you can buy it anywhere.
It's just like a prototype.
Yeah. It's called accessory to murder, I would think.
Yeah.
If you sold it or gave it to somebody.
Can you imagine your kid has that on their Christmas list?
This was done to commemorate the anime Sword Art Online.
How about...
That's Zuckerberg's company
now. How about we start with you just get physically punched or something like that. You don't die. So you feel the pain of your...
This guy is weird.
Yeah, obviously.
There's a quote in here.
Has he tried himself? No, he'd be dead.
The idea...
Everybody loses in those games eventually.
The idea of tying your real life to your virtual avatar has always fascinated me. You instantly raise the stakes to the maximum level and force people to fundamentally rethink how they interact with the virtual world and the players inside it.
Geek.
No.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. If you lose a video game, the result shouldn't be your head explodes.
Right.
Literally.
And even the guys that get so good at video games have to start out practicing where they die right away. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Zuckerberg owns this now, and he's a shameless piece of...
Still called murder, don't you think?
I don't know what the charge would be.
Well, at that point, it'd be suicide if you put it on voluntarily.
Right.
But the guy that invented it, it can't be a legal thing. Well, of course, a gun. People invent guns.
There's
and give
plenty of things that'll kill you that are legal.
That's true.
The first story I saw this, too, said they would have like a locking mechanism so you wouldn't be able to remove it.
Yes. I have plans for an anti-tamper mechanism that will make it impossible to remove or destroy the headset. God, this is a...
This is Saw.
Yeah.
What's the movie?
The collar one.
Yeah,
that was a great movie.
Logan's Run.
No, Logan's Run they were 30. They ran.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
but I've seen
episodes. There's a movie where the two people couldn't. Yeah, you get too far out from the.
Oh yeah, if you're separated from somebody else, you have a partner. You're partnered up, and if you separate, your head explodes.
Head explode. I can't remember the name of the movie. But it's a great movie.
There's several Star Trek episodes where they do the same thing.
Right.
So your kids are playing video games, and you try to get it. It's dinner time. They're like, but I'm gonna die. Right. Like, not pause it.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do that.
You can't pause it. You
what if you have to go to the bathroom or somebody's at your door?
You're going to die. Even the simplest game, you eventually lose.
Yeah, I think if I'm reading this article correctly, this is just one that he's built as like a prototype with a conversation piece. He says at this point, it's just a piece of office art, a thought-provoking reminder of unexplored avenues in game design. I don't think they're going to put this into mass production anytime soon.
People would die all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kids would die thinking they can do this. I'm going to do this, because kids do stupid stuff.
Oh, it's going to get into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
And people are going to die.
Be a great gift for somebody you don't like.
Exactly. You sit there and go play the game now. Oh, damn. You're right.
Now, when you're playing that game, does everybody have to have the exploding headset?
If it's a competition game,
probably.
That's kind of, hopefully it didn't happen because some teenager going to die.
Well, who's going to sell this thing?
Right. Zuckerberg.
straight from Facebook. Yeah.
Zuckerberg
owns
it. Of course he's going to sell it.
Yeah.
That guy's shameless.
Yeah.
He wouldn't care about a few dead teenagers.
No.
Yeah, what if it malfunctions?
Well, I was going to say, you're not going to... Just say you are winning, and eventually it messes up. And then, you didn't win that one. Yeah, I did. Oh, you're dead.
Yeah.
Computer things glitch every now and again.
Right.
Not only will Zuckerberg sell you an exploding headset that'll kill your kid, and then he'll give you a platform for other people to bully him after he's dead.
Will they do that with...
It's all right. What more could you ask for?
Right.
Yeah. You sent another article about sex, since it's No Nut November and the rest of us, I made it. What was the first day of November? What day was that?
November 1.
1?
Yeah.
What day was it?
It would have been a week and a day.
Tuesday. Because Halloween was on a Monday.
Last Tuesday. I don't think I made it past Tuesday.
How does that work if you're in a relationship?
Well, you both got to agree to it, obviously.
Now your wife's going to say, she's going, good, I'll have to touch you for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or think that you wouldn't want to be touching her. It's like, I'm taking a stand and not nutting in November. Like, right. Okay, yeah. Adult dude.
Yeah. Is it no bean month for them, you know?
Yeah, this sounds like a dude thing.
To continue.
Yeah.
Is it no bean month?
If it's no bean month. November, it sounds like they're specifically targeting dudes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, women don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one.
No squirt September.
Metro UK. So it's a British publication.
That's just for squirters. Mm-hmm. They're all squirters.
Yeah.
And they went through, an affairs website.
Sheep. No sheep.
Illicit encounter.
No sheep September.
No sop.
What are you talking about?
Illicitencounter.com.
Okay.
Reveals women enjoy sex because it makes them feel happy. 72% agreed. For men, the top outcome, even when sex is bad, it's still good. 82% say it's the most fun thing to do that's free.
Nah, it's not always
it's
free.
It's not free.
It's not free.
No. Yeah. Discovering
there's
a
no
new,
upfront cost. Yeah.
A new sexual partner.
Well,
ranked highly among both genders, but keep in mind, you know, it's illicitencounter.com. So a website like that, people would be inclined to lean that way.
Right.
Women ranked feeling closer to their partner as the second top benefit. Jessica Leone, sex and relations expert. The findings appear to show that good sex means a physical need meets a physical need for men and an emotional one for women. Well, we knew that. Men get more frustrated if they aren't doing it regularly, and they place greater value on having sex with new people than women do.
Yeah, but when you're married, you don't have that option.
No.
If everybody agrees.
Yeah, but we talk to way too many swingers on this show, and that's not the way it happens in real life.
They might be the minority.
Right. Most of the time, your woman doesn't want you to have sex with other people. I've heard that.
Women use
she
sex
might not be into ladies
more to bond with a partner than escapes life stresses.
She's not giving you a hall pass. Ask Nick. You know he ain't getting one.
No, do you read that subreddit, sex?
I do because I'm looking for articles for the show, but there's not really articles. It's mainly people being like, I shouldn't have put it in that
right.
hole.
Right. They need advice in a certain situation.
What hole are they talking about?
I read one yesterday where some chick
all pretty good.
Wants her boyfriend to bang her good friend, and she wants to watch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds like a trap.
It does. But you're still doing it.
That was his concern.
Unless your friend's not.
I mean, the most interesting thing is reading all the responses.
Is it? It was just a girlfriend? It wasn't a wife?
Oh, I don't know.
Either way, if that girl's not seeing anybody and she's single, hey, honey, bang my friend and I just want to watch. How quick do you say yes?
Oh, immediately.
Before the sentence is even over, basically, right?
But I'm saying if it's just a girlfriend, he's got less to lose if the whole thing goes
blows
south.
Up, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm convinced all of us would say yes no matter what.
Probably.
Because you're thinking, well, it's on her then. You know,
I would be worried. It was the trap for a couple
I
reasons.
I think it's a trap because you would say yes. I'm just kidding. You're cheating. Yeah.
Or if they both just start laughing afterwards,
right,
be like,
right.
"Told you."
Right.
Did you see that face? Good God!
I told you he wouldn't satisfy you.
You had to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, but either way, you're still getting laid, Nick.
Yeah.
Look at the bright side.
Here it is.
If you're that paranoid, that they're going to laugh at you.
So I love my girlfriend, and we have a great relationship and great sex life.
Right.
Was kind of surprised when the other day she told me she really wants to watch me bang another woman in front of her. And she suggested her friend, who she said apparently admitted to liking me. I must admit, I always thought her friend was very attractive, but of course I'd never cheat on her.
Yeah.
But now that she's giving me permission, I can't say I'm not interested. This seems way too good to be true. Am I walking into a trap?
I
haven't given an answer because she said to think about it.
First of all, what would the trap be?
Update, it's on.
If the trap's there.
it's on.
If it is a trap, that means she's diabolical and she ain't worth being with the
Yeah, you shouldn't be
right,
with her anyway.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you throw the trap out the window. If she's going to make a trap, she ain't worth being with anyway, you know?
But at least let you have the threesome before she tells you it's the trap.
No, it wasn't a threesome. Yeah. She just wanted to watch, right?
Or whatever.
Right.
Whatever. But let whatever was going to happen and then go, well, it was a trap. You shouldn't have done that instead of, you know.
If it gets to the actual sex, I don't think it's a trap. The question itself could be a trap.
But even then, they're
diabolical.
But even then, they're diabolical.
Yeah. Right.
That's not fair, man.
No.
That's a red flag.
Right. Yeah.
top responder on here was a 51-year-old female. Yeah, I'm glad she told you to think about it. That can actually be a good sign. Just make sure you're open and honest with her about the fact that you'd be doing it because she really wants to.
And because you really want to.
Well, you got to bring her into it, too. A couple of suggestions and pointers based on experience, not opinion. So this woman has done this. Have a strong foundation as a couple. If not, it can be devastating. The third needs to know that their place is in the bedroom. Set boundaries, limits for all, especially how much you can do and can't do and where you should finish, blah, blah, blah. Pay the most attention to your girl. Best of luck.
How do you do that if she's in the corner watching?
Yeah, but then people go on to say, you know, this person
look
is,
at her and go, you like this, don't you?
This person.
You like that?
Right. Is a human being and not a sex doll, so that putting her in her place, it might be difficult. Mm-hmm. You still got to treat her like a human.
Well, that's no fun.
Problem is you're going to want to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, she might want to watch again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider it an audition.
In the perfect world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she really, really wants to, right?
That's what I've gathered.
Tell me really what you want to do. Sorry.
Damn you.
By the way, that's under Sean Spicer for some reason. When he was a spokesman for
Sean Spicer Girl.
That was it. Yeah. We called him Sean Spice Girl, didn't we? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, I think he was Sean Baby Spicer.
Was he?
I don't know.
Whatever. It was useful for three and a half weeks.
Yeah. He was one of them.
That's right.
Right.
When he was the idiot in charge. All right.
This guy's girlfriend seems cool, though. If your girl's like, hey, I've been thinking, this is the last thing I would expect.
It's never
going to go well after I've been thinking.
No, it never is.
You don't expect you should bang my friend to be the end of that sentence.
It happens probably the other way around more because some guys are cucks. You know, see that. We have an email about an F-buddy, right?
Yeah.
Somebody wants an F-buddy.
Yeah, did you read that one?
Yeah, I did. We'll get into that in a little bit here.
Guy got a pass from his wife.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I listen to you guys every day. So I'm a bit delayed. Well, we are too. I've been recently given a permission by my wife of 20 years to go out and find an F-buddy. I've not looked for anyone else in 20 years with two jobs, a wife, and four kids. I rarely have time to do anything else. We have a couple friends, so there aren't options there. We have coupled friends. I work in construction, remodeled, and so it's mainly men, and my kids are involved in activities. Needless to say, very little free time to search. I'm 44 years old. Pretty good shape, former college athlete, lost in a technical, daring environment out there today. Please help me guide to find an F-buddy. Well, I don't know, dude. We need a picture of you first. Puss wants one for sure.
Whatever, dude. It came right out of your mouth.
Right?
We need a picture. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
A picture of the face, dong, and feet.
I want to know.
Not necessarily. In that order.
No, whatever.
I want to know why she allowed me to do this.
That's the question.
Is she tired of you humping her?
That is my first question.
Is it a setup? Yeah.
That's what I assume, is that she's just done banging him.
She can't keep up.
Well, either that or she just doesn't want to.
No, she ain't keeping. That's not it at all.
No, he has a more powerful libido.
Or she's just sick of his face.
No, she's not having
sex with
him. Is
she banging somebody else?
Yeah, that could be it, too. But I don't think it's that either.
No,
I would be very suspicious if my wife was go for it.
She doesn't. I would be too at first, but I think she's probably not having sex with the guy, and he's bugging her and goes, I don't care.
No, bring the paycheck home, bang somebody else. On the decline. Right. His is not, and this is her solution. Yeah, just go find somebody else. Yeah, you know, I would be suspicious if I was offered that.
Yeah,
if he doesn't suspect her of anything though. You're right. I think he's just go find somebody else. But here's the problem. He's going to find somebody else. He's going to fall in love with her and leave his wife.
Right.
That's just going to happen.
Yeah.
That's
what she wants.
It's going to get emotional.
Maybe she's trying to sabotage the relationship.
Nah, then she could just leave the guy and make him pay. So.
Yeah, but I've heard sometimes people rather sabotage the relationship and make the other person end it. I've heard that happens sometimes.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that she would go around and mess around on the guy, and he would just say, "I'm leaving you because you cheated on me."
That's my first inclination to think is she's giving out that pass so freely. She's probably banging somebody else too.
No, this didn't happen freely.
She said yes.
What prompted the conversation?
They've had a discussion about the lack of sex for a long time.
Of course they have. Of course they have.
And this is what she finally came up with.
Right.
Listen, if you're not getting what you need here.
I agree with you. I think that's how this happened.
Just go.
Right. Until it happens, and she's jealous.
Yep.
In a heartbeat. But by the way, take it while you get your chance.
Yeah.
And bang as much as quick as possible before she pulls that card away.
Before she falls back.
Yeah,
you
should probably find something today.
Right. Today, I would call in, you're right. I'd be somewhere today.
Yeah.
I'd be paying for it.
That's an option.
Right away.
Yeah, but I think his problem is the fact that he's been out of the game so long, he doesn't know where to go. If he took the day off, he wouldn't know where to go find it.
You go pay for it. You just go online, get a hooker, you know.
I do like that he looked at his friends first.
I know. Right. He did say we got, all our friends are coupled up.
He can bang somebody else. All right, who's closest? Yeah.
Right. Doesn't sound like he wants to put a lot of effort into it.
No, he's asking us.
And unless you're
if we knew a bunch of eligible chicks that wanted to bang married guys, we wouldn't tell you. Hello, I will say that out loud right now. If I knew one that was not going to want to bang married guys
and keep her mouth shut,
well, in certain situations, I'm not telling this dude. No, I'm not even telling you guys. Yeah, keeping that to myself, and still not doing anything if somebody's listening. So, yeah, whatever. So yeah, I'm not going to give that guy any. Oh, I'd like to bang you. Another guy. I'll give this other guy. Yeah. No guy's ever said that.
Yeah, but you see, you made me think of this headline that I just read last night from Milwaukee. Man accused of killing girlfriend who told wife of their affair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did he do that? Yeah.
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 So
that can happen. I'm going to tell her. Yeah.
Yeah, the keeping her mouth shut is the part that's important in that equation.
Well, this guy doesn't have to worry about that.
No, I know. Yeah. She knows right out.
Doesn't care.
What time
apparently.
Does this come? Well, this came in this morning.
Yeah, well, that was last night.
Oh, no, you
it was
said
last
this
night.
Morning. Okay. This
last
is from
night.
A guy named Big P. Do you know that guy? Oh, it's forwarded from you. Okay.
Yeah, I forwarded it to you because it came into our junk
folder. I don't see anybody else's name on here except for yours.
Puss, you have trouble with reading.
Puss did walk in and say, did you guys get that email last night? Oh, you did? I'll forward it to you. That's what happened. Puss is not.
Yes, I'm a former college athlete.
Well, you're not that, but you could have added that to throw us off, you know. Put a couple more years on your age, throw you off a little bit. Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, you might have to go dudes
I have nice
here.
Feet.
He
I
says
nice
I work in construction remodeling, so it's mainly men.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
I don't think that's a realistic option for most people's dads.
His F-buddy's Larry.
Yeah. I found somebody.
Oh, it's supposed to be a chick, I guess. I didn't know that.
I'm trying to think. No friends. I can't think of anybody who's been in that situation.
Not
20
me
years,
me
and now you get a pass?
Well, yeah, usually that when you get to that point, it just ends in divorce.
Right.
You don't say, well, just go bang somebody else.
Right.
You say, well, we're done.
I wish I had some tried and true advice for this guy, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, he's gonna have to go online,
yeah, and get it as soon as possible too before that card's pulled. You know,
yeah. I mean, which one of those apps is the most just hookup site?
Wouldn't it be funny
is it
though?
Still Tinder?
If he was told this last night, and then he goes, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go have a drink with my buddy," and I was already planning to meet my buddy for a drink, and he goes and meets his buddy for a drink, and he comes back. It's 2 hours later, and she goes, "Honey, I thought about this. I don't want to give you the card." He goes, too late.
I banged the bartender.
Yeah, because you got to get you. If you have that small window, you're allowed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go meet my buddy for a beer. You know, and find a woman, not just bang your buddy like Larry.
Yeah, I don't know what the most efficient electronic route would be.
We wouldn't know.
I mean, I think it's probably still Tinder, isn't it? I mean, although we hear both about Tinder, that it's just straight hookup and people find relationships there. So I don't know.
He'd have to put his picture up there right away. Within with him. He goes, seriously? Yeah. And he's making a Tinder profile like a minute later, you know.
Maybe he should go down to Wichita and he could hang out with Ray.
That's right. Yeah, but Ray wants somebody likes her.
True.
Ray wants,
she wants a relationship.
Not somebody with a past. Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, I wonder if he's going to need, like, you know, something in writing from his wife. When he's got, like, the wedding ring mark on his finger, he's like, she says it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Hooker.
Yeah, because lots of cool chicks don't want to get involved with married dudes.
Of former college athlete, though, Todd.
And
yeah,
but say,
what sport?
You're a woman and some guy. Oh yeah, I'm married, but I got a pass.
No, she's not going to jump.
She's
all
not going to believe that.
No, no.
And even if it is true, that's a whole bunch of baggage.
Yeah, well, yeah. He just wants to get laid. He's got the freebie. He doesn't care about the other stuff. If he has the freebie from his wife, the other baggage, who cares?
Yeah, but if you're another woman and you know that he's in that situation, aren't you?
Oh, she's not going to bang him. No,
yeah, you're
no.
just waiting for the wife to go nuts and pull the pass and then come after you. And yeah. I mean, that's just some drama you don't need.
Wow, just don't tell her who it was. I used my pass. I'm not going to tell you who it was. That would be the thing. Say, I would accept your sister.
Right. I'm going to guess she doesn't want to know.
Well, yeah, now.
Yeah.
But like I say, after a couple weeks, and then she, oh, I do love you again, you know, and then
he comes home,
that whole thing.
She got to smell his wiener, you know. Everything gets kind of crazy, man.
It's a mess. She has to smell it.
She has to smell it. That's the only way you can find out.
Yeah, it's the only, you know, true method.
It is the only true method, you know. I got to smell the wiener, man. That's why guys have to whitewash their. Yeah. I know guys would come home and wash their junk off while they get in the bed. I've heard that. You know? I've heard guys do that sometimes that are in relationships.
Yeah. Are you careful to wash your fingers in that instance?
You better be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to wash your fingers in that instance.
Yeah. And you're probably your chin, too, for that matter.
I was going to say the mustache.
Well, she goes to her mom's house, and he's walking out of her room in a robe.
You didn't say it couldn't be your mom. All right. She likes 44-year-old guys.
Yeah, former college athlete.
All right.
So if you've been in that situation, because I would like to give this guy some guidance, but
yeah.
None of us in a 20-year marriage have ever gotten a pass.
No, I'm actually in a 20-year marriage. I'm 20 years, yeah. Both you and I celebrated our 20th recently, right?
How you were going
together,
about that.
You and me, yeah. We're celebrating 30 coming up, yeah. We're not allowed to bang each other, other people
mine's,
either.
Mine's 20 years together this year.
Oh, you're
17 married.
Okay. All right. Yeah, 25 for me. I don't count those.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah.
No, it doesn't count. Actually, it does count. If you're together for a long period of time, you're together. That's the anniversary.
Right.
We always say we've been married 20 years, we've been together 25, whatever. So we've basically been married 25 years, you know.
But we've had a mortgage longer than we've been married, so, you know.
No hall passes here. Hell, Nick was a hall pass for some other girl, and he said, never going to get it.
Yeah.
Never going to get it. Because Nick's a faithful guy. But keep
not
trying,
even a
ladies.
Former college athlete.
Not even. Former band guy in high school.
Yeah,
band chair, athlete.
Dinner set.
Yeah, that brings all the chicks to the yard, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Sopping.
Slipping on the field, running towards you.
Yeah, you only got
to find it tough to stay in formation.
In your band outfit.
You only got to find one that'll settle.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.